Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NASCAR was pretty much the first sport to sort of dip their toes back in, and it's been a couple of months now. How have things gone overall? Because I hear really rave reviews on how NASCAR has handled things.
Yeah, I think it's gone exceptionally well. And, you know, so far it's been just the competitors and no fans in the stands. But it's gone exceptionally well. The procedures, the protocols put into place have kept everybody good and safe. It has found some folks that do have COVID-19 and pulled them out of the group in the infield. And in prime amongst those is Jimmy Johnson, seven-time champion. Discovered he had COVID-19 that he had picked up from his wife, who had picked it up from some friends in Colorado. So, you know, he set out one race and the tests, there's a protocol to get yourself back in to race, and he tested negative twice. Those two tests were 24 hours apart. So he's all good, which is great, and that's what we hope for his wife and family. But, you know, it just proved that the system that NASCAR has put in place works well for the competitors. This week we're adding a new component, fans in the stands, and we're going to extreme lengths with a plan that was approved by the Texas State Health Department with masks, social distancing, disinfecting everything. We've produced over 1,000 signs that give you direction on where to stand and where not to stand, and remind you to keep your masks on. Every other toilet and the restrooms are closed, every other sink. Everybody's going to get a little bottle of hand sanitizer when they come through the gates to help keep their hands clean. And we laboriously went to great lengths to relocate people's seats so that they're only seated amongst their family and friends and distance from other groups. So I think if everybody will follow the plan, we'll be just great.
When it comes to the Cup race, Eddie, what is the maximum amount of folks you expect to have this weekend? And how are you doing the tickets? How challenging is that?
Well, we have 135,000 seats, and that means that, 67.5 would be the halfway mark. We won't come anywhere close to that point at all. It'll be substantially less than that. And that's great news for the distancing purposes. So if you haven't gotten a ticket, there's still tickets to be had, and you'll still be distanced. You got to realize how big Texas Motor Speedway is. The track is so big that if you take AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play, and that's one of the bigger footprints of any stadium I've ever seen, you can still fit 4.5 of them in our infield. So that's how big this place is. And, you know, I think that bodes well. Our outdoors, there's no roof that could be open or closed. It's outdoors. And so all those things lend itself to this situation.
Speaking of the infield, what are the rules there, the garages and all that stuff there down near and on the track that a lot of folks like to enjoy when it comes to NASCAR?
They do, and that's one of the great things about the sport is we get our fans down there up close and personal, but for this race, that's not going to happen. Nobody will be in the infield except the competitors, the crew members, and the drivers, And for that matter, they're kept apart. There is no practice in qualifying. They just put the cars out on the grid, and the driver, at the right appropriate time, gets a call that says, time to report, and they go to their car and strap in, and they never cross paths with crew members. I mean, is that segregated to ensure the health and safety of everybody that's involved? But the only people in the infield will be the competitors and the officials. You know, I know that some of the team owners like Roger Penske and Rick Hendrick are not allowed in the infield. So it is really strict on who can get where. And so for this race, fans aren't allowed in the pit area and down on the racetrack and driver introductions and things like that. They won't be allowed to do that this time.
Are folks allowed to camp this week?
Yes, our campgrounds open Saturday, and none of the infield camping is available because, again, we're trying to keep that clean and clear so the crew members can move around and do their thing. But the campgrounds open Saturday morning outside turn 3 and also our VIP reserve campground. So we've got a lot of folks coming to camp, we know, because we've heard from them. And so, you know, we're trying to make it as normal as we can possibly make it. And, you know, it's going to still be a great time. I heard from a fan the other day that said, you know, there are some additional rules about how things work. But he said, I'm coming, and I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to camp. And, well, what a great attitude to have. It's going to be different because the circumstances are different. So, you know, it's a different time right now. And once we get through it, things will return to normal, and we'll be able to do the things we were used to doing when it came to the race time at Texas Motor Speedway.
Will there be health screenings for the fans, Eddie, as they come into the gates?
No, that's not possible with that many folks to screen them. There is a, like I said, a plan about personal distancing and social distancing, and you must wear a mask. That's the mandate in Fort Worth, and we're in Fort Worth. You know, that's there's a personal responsibility here. People have to do their part and you know, follow the rules and protect each other. So wear your mask, maintain your distancing, keep your hands clean, just be smart. And we've got plenty of space, and plans are excellent. Just follow the plan, and it's going to be a good deal. I mean, good weekend.
And you have been in this sport a long, long time, and I figure you've seen most everything. But this is really a different sort of animal, isn't it?
Well, the last pandemic was in 18, and I sure didn't see that. So, you know, neither did my father. So, you know, yeah, this is kind of I don't think any of us were expecting or to see this in our lifetime. So, yeah, it's a strange thing indeed. And, you know, I think that we're all applying both science and common sense to do the best job we can do to take care of each other and at the same time have a little color in our black and white life. And that's what sports and other entertainment activities do, is it gives us a distraction from the everyday mundane life that we all lead. And so I'm looking forward to Sunday because I'm excited about having some of that back in my life, and I'm excited about putting that into other people's lives as well this weekend.
And last thing, do you feel like there are going to be a lot of other track owners, other sports that are watching quickly to see how things go with more fans this weekend, and even, you know, health officials to see how it goes?
Yes, I don't think there's any question. I know that TCU athletic department folks are going to be at the race to watch and see what we're doing and how it works, and see what applies to TCU football, for instance, and also see some things and go, you know, I might have done this differently or I might have done that differently. And that's good, too. We're going to be doing the same thing, is looking and watching and learning and trying to get better. We do that with everything we do. We, you know, you, you always try to get better all the time. And so, there are going to be a lot of eyes on us. It's a responsibility for the world of sports that we do a good job, because they're going to be paying attention to us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.